Vermont mostly avoided major outbreaks of COVID-19 on its college campuses in the fall. There were 238 cases, and the positivity rate among college students was just 0.11%. Officials say stringent quarantine and testing protocols requiring mask wearing and other public health guidelines kept the numbers under control. Now, after nearly 2 months off, colleges around Vermont are preparing to resume in-person classes, some as early as February 1st. Coronavirus numbers have soared around the country during the break, but as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, state and college leaders say the protocols that worked in the fall, with some tweaks, will work again.
For weeks this fall, St. Michael's College in Colchester only recorded one case of COVID-19. But that changed in late October, when the Liberal Arts College of 1500 found a cluster of six cases. That number quickly grew.
It was nerve-wracking.
Liz Hogan's a senior at St. Mike's.
It was kind of like, who were you around? Like, was I in class with any of these people? But yeah, so that was kind of a little crazy.
Hogan was not one of the 78 students who ultimately tested positive for COVID. And she says she was never a close contact of anyone either. St. Mike's switched to fully remote learning shortly after the outbreak began. That means when in-person classes resume on February 11th, it'll be the first time since October that students have been in an actual classroom. Danielle Fortier, also a senior at St. Mike's, says he's looking forward to going back, but he's got some concerns.
I'm definitely nervous about if numbers start to rise again on campus, especially where like numbers are rising all over the country. It seems almost inevitable that we'll like have cases when we get back with everyone coming from various places.
When students began the fall semester, Vermont was averaging fewer than 10 new cases of COVID-19 a day. Now, as the spring semester starts, the daily average is around 100, and the state has added more than 8,000 cases since November. Mary Mason's director of the Wellness Center at St. Mike's. She says given the high prevalence of the virus in Vermont and around the country, they're expecting some cases among returning students, and they think they're ready for it. Mason says students must quarantine on campus or at home and get tested.
So we'll have a good pulse of what is coming back onto campus. And if we see virus, we'll manage it. We have the ability to house students separately if they need to quarantine or isolate.
But before in-person classes begin, one college is already experiencing an outbreak. As of Thursday afternoon, Norwich University in Northfield reported 83 cases among the nearly 1,600 students on campus. Norwich President Mark Enrumo says the spread was caused by student behavior.
We've had some significant, egregious, and frankly embarrassing incidents of student misconduct that have resulted in the spread of the virus on campus and our inability to contain it.
Norwich still plans to eventually offer in-person classes. The outbreak, while caused in part by student behavior, also illustrates one of the trickiest parts of reopening. Before this week, the college had already identified around 30 cases among returning students. Middlebury College senior Benji Renton has tracked college reopening plans all over the country.
The hardest part for a college, at least in the fall, and I think this will carry on to the spring, are those two first weeks, because you're bringing a lot of people in from other areas that may have higher infection rates, and you sort of want to equalize them with the community.
That's why Vermont guidelines require schools to test all students after they've been on campus for 7 days, a new requirement this semester. But after that, each college has its own COVID-19 surveillance strategy. Some, like St. Mike's and the University of Vermont, are testing students weekly. Northern Vermont University will pick a random selection of students each week. Jonathan Davis, the dean of students at NVU, says they'll use this approach at the Lyndon and Johnson campuses.
We will rotate through the entire enrollment of campus-based students and employees through the semester. But again, the participation from everyone for all of our testing has been wonderful. We haven't needed to beg them to test.
Also new this semester, college sports teams are allowed to play across state lines if they follow stricter guidelines that include testing athletes 3 times a week. But several schools have already had to delay games and stop practices due to cases of COVID-19. The men's basketball team at Castleton University announced Monday it would pause its season. The news came 2 days after the team played against UMass Dartmouth in Massachusetts, Castleton's first game in almost a year. UVM has halted all its athletic programs until February 4th due to an uptick in cases, and the women's basketball team opted to end its season. Coach Elisa Kresge says the players made the decision.
It was the unknowns of can we stay healthy? What would it mean for their future if they individually got sick? What does it mean? Do we have games? Do we not have games? It was just the culmination of the unknown just took its toll for our players.
That unknown extends beyond college athletics to the broader student population, where some are weighing whether it even makes sense to return to campus.
It's not the most enjoyable time to be in college.
Dimitri Taitla, a sophomore from New Jersey, transferred this fall from NVU Johnson to Sterling College. Taitla says the college divided students into small, quote, learning pods, and then broke the semester into 2 5-week periods. During each intensive, students took 2 classes 4 days a week. Taitla says it was tough, and he's considering taking a semester off.
It's kind of like, what else would I do? But then it's also like, I'm not here to just get grades. I'm here to learn. And if I feel like, obviously, I learned a lot in my first semester at Sterling, but I feel like I could have retained more of the information if it wasn't a 5-week intensive. But it's the best thing we can do.
St. Michael's senior Liz Hogan says she wanted to come back, in part because it was her last semester.
This was kind of a rough senior year, but I'm excited that we did get to go on campus because some of my friends who go to bigger schools have not been able to go to school like at all this year.
Hogan says she knows graduation will probably be virtual, but she's hoping that a piece of it might be in person. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.